Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok, on a Friday morning. And Alan, some parts of the region will get a little bit of snow today, the sure sign that winter is taking hold.
Yes, of course. This is the time of year that the tire companies get a lot of business as people rush in to get their snow tires on their cars.
Not to mention, people not used to driving in the snow for a long time tend to go a little too fast. So be careful if you're in any of those areas, especially in the northern parts of our listening area.
Right, you are, David.
Well, let's turn to two things making news this morning. One, the editorial in the Times. Listen to this, Alan. Waiting for Congress to help fix immigration is delusional. President Obama should take executive action now and make it big.
Well, good for the Times. Obviously, the Times and Obama are on the same track here. You have this group of Republicans who basically are worried about getting primaried because this has become such a big bugaboo about, you know, letting, quote, illegal aliens into the country. And they just can't get their stuff together. You know that Boehner had some sympathy for this, but he couldn't get around his members. And I think that that is the look. And the Times is basically buttressing the Obama argument that this needs to be done, and good for them and good for Obama. I hope he does it.
Speaking of Obama, we're hearing out in the Wall Street Journal this morning that he wrote a secret letter to Iran's Khamenei about fighting the Islamic State.
Well, that's right. You know, this is apparently not the first letter that he's written. In a way, the Republicans are actually helping him because they're already saying, no, no, this isn't the way to go. We have to give more sanctions to get the nuclear deal we need with Iran. And we got to really put the screws to him. Well, that's great, because if you're the supreme leader over there and you take a look at what's going on here, you have a choice. You can go along with Obama and make the tough decision not to have the bomb, which we all suspect that they're working on, or you can face the sanctions, which certainly will happen if they don't go along. So in this case, it seems to be that the Republicans are actually helping the president.
Let's turn to Hillary Clinton, Alan. I don't think there's a person that doesn't believe she's probably going to run for president, and to that end, there's an article that suggests that the midterm results, although bad for Democrats, weren't necessarily bad for her.
It's what you heard everywhere you went the day after the election. Okay, Hillary will run. She'll be immensely popular. She'll win. She'll bring the both houses of the Congress with her. And that is not a picture that has not been painted in past presidencies, I'll tell you right now. So a lot of people are now saying Hillary is the hero or the potential hero among Democrats. And you haven't heard that in the past. In fact, that's how Obama beat Hillary, because there were those people who suspected that she was establishment and that she wasn't going to bring any progressive ideas. Now they know that whoever becomes the president follows the usual path. Clinton is known as a bit of a hawk, and at this perilous time in this country, that's probably an attractive thing for many middle-class voters.